The other day I ran into an old friend. Joe was his name, so I said, Joe, how you been? He said, JR, you won't believe this, but things ain't worth a damn. And I said, Joe, what's the problem? He said, JR, you want to know my problem? Well, I'll tell you my problem. And he began his story something like this. All my life I've been single. I didn't want to be tied down. But I finally did it. I finally got married and the champ started going around. She was divorced and had three kids. They all had fair skin and blonde hair. But I didn't know their daddy was a nigger and daddy just had to be there. Oh, what do you do when everything's messed up, sticking down in your craw? Other men are lucky, all they have to agitate them is a doggone mother-in-law. But this black-haired dude living down at my house beats all you ever saw. I'm the sole breadwinner of a wife and three bacon innies and a nigger in law. And he kept on a-talking, and I just kept on listening. And he went on something like this. It all started last Friday evening. I got home from work, that he said. Sitting there loafing, resting and a-smoking. Man, he was ace of spades black. I didn't know just who he was then, but it wasn't too long till I did. He said, don't get uptight, I got visiting rights and came to see your wife and my kids. Oh, what do you do when everything's messed up, sticking down in your craw? Other men are lucky, all they have to agitate them is a doggone mother-in-law. But this black-haired dude living down at my house beats all you ever saw. I'm the sole breadwinner of a wife and three pickaninnies and a nigger in law. Well, he talked on, and I began to figure out that Joe had found a solution. He said, he was still there Saturday evening, just watching me mow the lawn. He watched the game on Sunday and the soaps on Monday. It's Tuesday and he still wasn't gone. Suddenly I got me an idea, and I came up with a plan. I turned my nigger loving wife and her nigger ex-husband over to the Ku Klux Klan. That's what you do when everything's messed up, sticking down in your craw. Never again will I ever say a word about anybody's mother-in-law. That nigger bowed up when the Klan showed up. It was the last thing he ever saw. Now I'm the ex-husband of a wife with three pickaninnies and a nigger-in-law. I am the proud ex-husband of a wife with three pickaninnies and a nigger-in-law.